Hello, everyone. It is April 27th, and welcome back to another edition of Everyday Language. This is the second week of the show. We've been doing the show now for one full week. We've been doing them every single weekday morning. I'm really excited to continue this journey with you guys. Thank you for so much for tuning in. If you're not already, please subscribe to the show. That goes a long way to help us build what we're trying to build here. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Let's get into the show for today. Word of mouth marketing. So if you haven't already heard of word of mouth marketing, or WOM for short, it's basically when a consumer's interest in a company's products or services is reflected in their daily conversations. So this is actually something you've probably heard of before, just not with this terminology. Word of mouth marketing is like if you post something that's really funny on social media and your business takes off because of it, or when Elon Musk tweets Dogecoin and then the stock rises. This is word of mouth marketing. It's basically advertising a product without having to pay any money for advertising. It's pretty much free, and it's all because of word of mouth interactions between consumers. So there's some easy ways to get reach new customers through word of mouth marketing, and usually you have to be creative. So I will say, like, the overarching theme of this episode is going to be to show your creative side and be unique. Unique word of mouth messaging techniques where you don't have to pay for advertising and it gets widespread attention, or you pay for very little advertising and it takes off, is a great way to market your podcast, market your blog, and not have to pay any money. So there are some easy methods to increase your word of mouth conversations. One of them is mentions. So if you're mentioning people on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, any other social media platform, that is a great way to interact with somebody. It costs no money to post on social media. It's absolutely free, I promise. And you don't have to spend a lot of time. You just have to tag somebody, tag a company, tag a person, and increase those interactions that way. Another way is through online reviews on Yelp, Google, Amazon, etc. Those are all really good places to get reviews from customers. And all it takes is for one person to go click on the website to look at a review of your company. And there's a positive review right there that you had nothing to do with. You didn't have to pay to advertise to reach them. It was all based on your customers and their conversations about your company. Another place that you can increase your word of mouth conversations are like blog post comments. So this one isn't as popular anymore, but you can comment on blog posts. So whether that's on social media or on the blog post itself. And then the main way is through personal conversations. So creating conversations on social media and other digital platforms so that when people discuss business or they're just hanging out on a Friday and they start talking about this thing they saw on social media that had to do with your company, those personal conversations tend to take off. And that is the best way to do word of mouth marketing. People will more likely trust their friends, their family, other consumers or business partners that they trust if those conversations are between two people like that, rather than like a paid ad somewhere. It's going to have a much higher trust level, and you're also going to get a lot more exposure because of it. Another thing to check out, some important statistics about word of mouth marketing. 92% of consumers trust recommendations from friends and family. These are all via Lithium. 10% of consumers will trust brand, only 10%. That is a fairly common number. With so much advertising online and so much paid advertising, it's very easy for consumers to not trust a brand. Almost 70% of consumers read online customers' reviews, whether that's on Yelp or that's on Amazon under the product. They would much rather see the review from another consumer than take the company's word for it. 81% of consumers are influenced by their friends' social media posts. Posting something that would be influential and that would skyrocket on social media without you having to pay for it would stem from that person sharing it. So creating engaging content that's very exciting and very unique is what will really help your social media venture take off. And it's really what will get you into word of mouth marketing. So if you haven't heard already, we do have a newsletter at Lenzo Media. You can subscribe at lenzomedia.com. It's right on the homepage. You will get exciting updates like when these new episodes release, when our other shows release episodes, as well as blog posts. You can opt in and opt out at any time. It's free to subscribe. It's another way to just help support the podcast without paying for anything. So if you haven't already, go to lenzomedia.com and subscribe so you can get notified every time we post something of value that can help you, your business, and your personal brand. Now let's get back into the show. So I've got a few more tips here for you. So you want to stay unique when trying to set yourself apart with word of mouth marketing. You want to set yourself apart from other brands by creating unique content that really showcases why your company, whether it's the workplace itself, the employees you have working for you. So here's some ideas to get you started. Start a podcast. Lenzo Media provides really easy podcasting services for people who are just now getting into it. Find a way to start a podcast, whether that's outsourced or in-house. You can also start a blog, build a unique social media page. These are great ways to set yourself apart from your competition and build your personal brand through word of mouth marketing. Don't be afraid to separate yourself from your competition. I'd recommend it highly. There's too much content on the internet. People are sharing stuff all the time. I'm sure it's in your industry and you don't even know it, but there's just so much. So please just set yourself apart, write unique content, and provide value that other people are not providing. That's how you will get higher engagement. Speaking of engagement, you need to focus on that. A lot of people like to focus just on the content they're producing. Engaging with your followers is extremely important. Social media algorithms actually promote content that is engaged with more than content that is not. Social media accounts that spend time interacting with other accounts tend to be promoted more than those who aren't. Take time to focus on your audience's posts. Follow accounts that are beneficial to your audience and share that content. Leave likes, leave comments, set notifications. And if there's a person that posts something similar to your company, maybe share it on your story. That is a great way to increase your engagement among your followers on social media. You can also do shout outs and things like that. That's another way to increase your following, increase your brand, and get more shares and more follows without having to pay for it. Focus on your reputation. Building a positive reputation is extremely important when you're trying to market yourself through word of mouth marketing or WOMM. If a customer doesn't trust your brand, they will share what they feel about it. They'll leave a review on Yelp. They'll leave a review on Google. You want to ask for reviews from customers who are impressed with your service. You want to do really well with customer service for those that didn't go right. And you want to spend the time to create a positive image through your website, through your social media pages, without having to pay for advertising. Word of mouth marketing is a fantastic method to bring in new customers to your website. If you need help building the perfect word of mouth marketing plan, please reach out to us. We're happy to help provide some free insights for you. All of our information is at lenzomedia.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It feels great to get the week started with another episode. We're going to be back at it tomorrow. I'll see you then. Have a fantastic day.